Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a clean bassline and turning it into something that feels like it got dragged through a warped VHS rave tape, an old dubplate cassette, and a smoke-filled jungle warehouse all at once. We're using Ableton Live 12 to resemble the bass into a gritty character layer, so your sub stays clean and disciplined, while the upper bass brings the attitude, the wobble, and that old-school sample energy. Now, the big idea here is simple, but powerful. Don't just distort the bass. Print it. Treat it like found footage, then rebuild it as a second bass voice. That second voice should have unstable harmonics, take style compression, little pitch quirks, chopped up movement, and enough grime to feel vintage without falling apart. First, start with the source. You want a bassline that is controlled, musical, and worth resampling. If you're using Wavyable, a saw or analog style Wavyable on one oscillator and a sine or triangle underneath is a great start. Keep the unison tight. Keep the detune subtle and use a low-pass filter with moderate drive. If you prefer operator, go with a sine-based patch and introduce a little pitch envelope or frequency modulation for that old-school bite. The key here is not to overcook it. A resample sounds best when the source is clear enough to capture, but interesting enough to become something new after processing. Write a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase, not just a static note. Think in jungle terms, a root note, a fifth, maybe a minor third, an octave jump, a passing note, and a couple of little answer notes at the end of the bar. Repetition is good, but you want tiny variations so the resampled audio has something to remember. This is where the phrase starts to feel like a performance instead of a loop. Before you print anything, shape the source bass with a pre-print chain. That means you're preparing the sound for the recorder. Start with utility to keep the bass centered and to trim the level. If the bass is meant to stay mono, collapse the width to zero. Then use EQA to clean up unnecessary low rumble, usually below about 25 to 35 Hz, and maybe make a small cut if the low mids are muddy or boxy. After that, add saturator with a little drive and soft clip-on. You're not trying to destroy the sound yet, just warm it up and generate extra harmonics. If you want more cassette-style edge, add overdrive or amp with subtle drive and a tone setting that emphasizes the mid-range. Then automate auto-filter a little bit across the phrase. Even a gentle filter sweep can make the printed audio feel much more alive. Now comes the important move, resample the bass in real time. Create a new audio track, set its input to the bass track or to resampling, arm it, and record the phrase while it plays. If your bass is already MIDI and the performance is locked in, you can also freeze and flatten, but recording through an audio track gives you more flexibility and more of that printed, captured feel. I strongly recommend printing more than one pass. Do one cleaner pass, one more driven pass, and maybe one pass with filter movement or tiny performance changes. That gives you options later, and it also helps you think like a sample-based producer instead of a plug-in tweaker. Once you've got the audio, drag it into Simpler or Sampler. Simpler is usually the quickest way to get that chopped, sample-like behavior. Use classic or slice mode depending on how you want to play it back. Tighten the start point. Keep the transient clear, and if needed, use the filter inside Simpler to shape the tone. Sampler is great if you want deeper playback control, velocity behavior, or more detailed pitch and envelope shaping. Either way, the goal is the same: turn the printed bass into a playable instrument again, not just a static file. Now we start making it feel like VHS rave material. This is where the character chain comes in. Redux is a classic choice, but use it carefully. A little bit of downsampling and bit reduction goes a long way. You want texture, not a broken speaker. Then add auto filter and automate it in a more rhythmic, animated way. A band pass or low pass filter with moderate resonance can give you that sampled hardware feel, especially if it opens and closes in short gestures, rather than smooth, endless sweeps. Frequency shifter is another secret weapon here. Even a tiny amount can create that unstable, drifting playback quality that sounds like tape wobble or off-air corruption. After that, drum bus can add extra crunch and weight, and glue compressor can help the whole thing feel like a single sample chunk instead of a bunch of processing stages. Finish with a EQ8 and high pass the layer if this is only meant to be texture. Usually somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz is a good place to start for the character layer, so the sub stays separate. Here's a really important teacher note: treat the printed bass like found footage, not like a perfect synth render. The VHS vibe gets stronger when the sound has little asymmetries, little flaws, little imperfections. Don't try to smooth everything out. In fact, the tiny weirdness is often the magic. That means varying the sample start, position slightly, nudging pitch by a few cents, or reversing the tail of a note right before a transition. Those small details are what make it feel sampled and alive. If you want an even more old-school result, print the resampled layer again after processing. Yes, resample the resample. That extra bounce often makes the sound feel like it's already been through a tape deck or sampler once before, which is exactly the kind of degraded, memory-heady color we want here. You can also make a very quiet ghost layer, high-pass it more aggressively, widen the upper harmonics a little, and let it trail behind the main hits. That adds a shadow to the bass line without crowding the mix. Now let's talk about the most important rule in this whole technique. Keep the sub separate. Your clean low bass should stay mono, stable, and controlled. Usually, that means a sine-based or near-sine layer with no stereo widening and minimal distortion below around 120 Hz. The resampled VHS layer should carry the attitude, but not the low-end foundation. If the character layer is reaching down too far, high-pass it more. If it's hollowing out the mix, reduce the stereo width. Use utility and EQ to keep the bottom disciplined. In old-school DNB, the bass can feel wide and dirty in the mids, but the low-end still has to be precise. This is also why you should test the bass both with and without the kick. A lot of sounds feel exciting when the drums are masking their flaws, but fall apart when isolated. So listen to the resampled clip by itself first. Make sure it still has shape, movement, and harmonic interest. Then bring the kick and breakbeat back in. If it only works in one of those states, adjust it. The goal is a layer that survives both solo and in context. Arrangement-wise, don't treat the resampled bass like constant wallpaper. Use it like a performer, bring it in for call and response moments, drop reinforcement, intro texture, and fills. Maybe the clean sub holds the main groove, and the degraded layer answers on the offbeat. Maybe it only appears on bar 5 or bar 9 to lift the energy in the drop. Maybe it does a reverse tail into a snare hit, or a chopped pickup before a break edit. That kind of structural use is what makes the track feel like it's moving with intention. You can also use send effects for space, but keep them controlled. A dub delay on a return track and add classic jungle depth, especially if you filter the delay heavily and keep the feedback under control. Hybrid reverb can work too, but think short, filtered, room-like smear rather than glossy modern ambience. We're going for atmosphere, not washing the bass into soup. Let's run through the practical exercise. Build a bass patch in Waveatable or Operator. Write a two-bar phrase using a root, a fifth, an octave, and one passing note. Put utility, EQ8, saturator, and auto filter before the print. Record it to audio. Drop that audio into Simpler. Add redux, auto filter, drum bus, and glue compressor. High pass the layer around 120 Hz. Duplicate it, and make one copy dirtier, more filtered, and quieter. Then automate sample start or filter cutoff over 4 bars, and test it against a chopped breakbeat at around 170 to 174 BPM. If it locks with the drums, cuts through on small speakers, and still keeps the sub clean, you're in the zone. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't resample a bass that's already overloaded. If the source is too dense, the result becomes mud instead of usable texture. Second, don't let the resampled layer carry the sub. That will wreck your mix fast. Third, don't go too hard on redux or bit crushing. A little damage sounds aged. Too much sounds fake and thin. Fourth, don't widen the low end. Keep the bottom focused. And finally, don't forget the breakbeat. Jungle and old school DNB bass lives with the drums, not separate from them. If you want to go deeper, try multi-pass printing. Make one clean pass, one filtered and driven pass, and one overprocessed pass that you trim back later. Or use micro chops. Slice the resampled bass into tiny pieces and rearrange them like drum hits. That's a very jungle move. You can also create a ghost layer, or add a very subtle chorus effect to a high-passed copy if you want worn width without losing bass control. Tiny pitch instability after printing can also help sell the cassette feel, especially if you nudge a few notes slightly instead of automating huge changes. So here's the core takeaway. Build a strong bass source. Shape it before printing. Resample it to audio. Rebuild it as a playable texture layer. Add VHS-style coloration with Ableton's stock devices. Keep the sub separate. Then arrange the resampled layer as a musical feature, not just a sound effect. That's how you get a modern Ableton bassline to feel like it belongs in old-school jungle history, with the grit, motion, and rave memory still intact. If you want, I can next turn this into a device-by-device Ableton Rock blueprint, or I can write a companion lesson focused on resampling a recent to chop jungle bass phrases.